Baruch Hashem, it is day number 329 of our daily study of Rambam Sefer Mitzvos. And in the three chapters a day study track of Mishnah Torah, we're starting a new section of Halachas, Hilchas Mamrim. Mamrim means rebels. And we're going to speak about a very specific type of rebel, a Zokin Mamre, a rebellious elder, a rebel rabbi, rebel sage. In our first mitzvah here, God willing. Okay, we have a number of mitzvahs today. We have one positive commandment and three negative commandments, so let's go. Positive commandment 174 is the mitzvah to obey the high court, the Beis Din HaGadol, the Supreme Court, or what's known as the Sanhedrin, which historically sat in the Lishkas HaGozis, the Chamber of Hewn Stone in the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, the Holy City of Jerusalem, until they were displaced and then eventually disbanded. The High Court has the authority to make various types of rulings, and the Rambam speaks about this in Mishnah Torah. They may tell you that we've received a tradition, right? Basic Jewish concept here, but there's the Torah Shebichtav, which is known as the written law. Some people refer to it as scripture, the Bible, the Torah. But then there's Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, the interpretations, because the document by itself is not a functional text. It was given along with accompanying elucidation. Okay, so it could be that the High Court tells you, we received an oral tradition. This is how we know it. It was handed down by an unbroken chain from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Moses. They may say that. Okay. Or it could be they say, listen, this is not something we received, but the methodology, what's called the Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Bohem, the 13 principles of expounding Torah law, which is actually in the morning prayers. We say it right before the morning prayers, the Brisa of Rabbi Yishmael. So they say, we didn't explicitly receive this law, but we were given the methodology how to expound laws from Torah, from the text, and this is what we've come up with. Or the third thing could be is that they make new legislations. They say, we didn't receive this as a tradition. We didn't figure it out based on the methodology that was given. We are making it up, but we're admitting we're making it up. And I'm going to explain that again, God willing, in a minute from now when we talk about the prohibitions against adding to Torah or taking away from Torah. They're not trying to pull a fast one on you. They say, we are making a protective fence around the Torah. So, for instance, classic example, we are not claiming that chicken and milk is forbidden according to Torah. We are forbidding chicken and milk as a safeguard to prevent people from doing that which is actually biblically prohibited. Okay? So, if the High Court makes any one of these three types of proclamations, they have to be followed. Now, if a sage who is a Torah leader and a ruling rabbi, meaning he gives halachic rulings, and there are very particular parameters to this, which I'm not going to get into because this is already shaping up to be a very long class today. If an elder, a sage, who is of the dissenting opinion. And by the way, there's always, could be unanimous, but generally there are dissenting opinions in Torah. I mean, that's a normal part of the process. But then in the end, we go according to the majority. As you know, we learned that mitzvah about majority rule. But this Zokin Mamre, this rebellious sage, he sticks with his dissenting opinion and tells his people who ask him as a rabbi what to do. He tells them to do not like the majority of the Sanhedrin. That's called a Zokin Mamre, rebellious elder, and that's actually punishable by death. Negative commandment 312 is the prohibition against disobeying Torah authorities. We are forbidden from disobeying the Torah authorities from those who are the transmitters of the oral law. This is as binding as Torah law. In fact, it is Torah law. Built into the 613 mitzvahs is the commandment to follow the rulings of the sages who transmit the oral law. So it has the same level of authority. Okay. Negative commandment 313 is the prohibition against adding to the Torah. Negative commandment 3:14 is a prohibition against subtracting from the Torah. Now, let me clarify, because this question always comes up. Adding, subtracting. Okay. I mentioned earlier, but I'm going to say it again because it's a common point of confusion. Anytime the sages added a protective fence around the Torah, they did so with the utmost transparency. They never claimed that that is what the meaning of the original mitzvah was. What they did is they said, we are adding, by our rabbinical authority, a protective fence. It's called a rabbinic prohibition or a rabbinic enactment. And as long as it's very clearly distinguished what has what origin, what is biblical and what is rabbinic, then that is not only okay, but that's actually part of the role of the rabbis. Okay, what is adding to the Torah, subtracting, is when a Torah authority would incorrectly claim that something is part of the actual mitzvah, which is not, or take away an aspect of the mitzvah. Okay, those are our mitzvahs for today. We will see you for more tomorrow, God willing.